This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Propelled by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has hit 900,000. Friday, less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000, the two-year total, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, is now greater than the population of several U.S. cities and states. The milestone comes more than 13 months into a vaccination drive that has been beset by misinformation as well as political and legal strife. The White House is responding to a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is part of China. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said U.S. President Joe Biden believed that a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interest all over the world, and certainly China should know that. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping issued the joint statement, highlighting what they called interference in the internal affairs of other states, as both leaders face criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. The joint communique followed a meeting with the two leaders just hours before the Winter Olympics kicked off in Beijing. The French president and the German chancellor will head to Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks, adding to diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine and find a way out of the growing tensions. France's Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Moscow on Monday and Kiev on Tuesday, while Germany's Olaf Scholz will travel to Kiev on February 14th and Moscow on February 15th. High-level visits come as China has backed Russia's demand that NATO has be precluded from expanding to Ukraine. This is VOA News. When helicopters carrying about 50 U.S. commandos landed in Syria, an hour after midnight, the raiders confronted a house full of extremists and children. Baby comforts were inside, a stuffed bunny, a plastic swing, a crib, and more. So was a paraphernalia of violence, including the bomb that the Islamic State's leader is said to, by U.S. officials, to have used to blow himself up, his family, and perhaps others. It has a raid in an extremist stronghold. That raid was months in the work and executed with the understanding that children might in fact die, as well as a hunted IS chief. The building's occupants did not get out when given a chance. The military investigation into the deadly attack during the Afghanistan evacuation has concluded that a suicide bomber carrying 20 pounds of explosives packed with ball bearings acted alone, and that the deaths of more than 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were not preventable. The blast of Abbey Gate outside the Kabul airport on August 26th killed 11 U.S. Marines, a sailor, and a soldier who were screening the thousands of Afghans frantically trying to get onto one of the crowded flights leaving the country after the Taliban takeover. Officials said earlier thoughts that it was a complex attack involving gunfire was unfounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for that attack. This was the week British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hoped to get a grip on his government after weeks of scandal. By Friday, he was struggling to hang on after a scathing report on lockdown-breaching parties and the departure of several top aides. Johnson was rocked Thursday by the resignation of his policy chief, Munira Mirza, a trusted advisor who worked with him for more than a decade. Mirza stood by the prime minister amid Partygate revelations that Johnson and his staff broke the rules that imposed on the country. She said Johnson's accusation this week that an opposition leader had failed to stop a notorious pedophile was the final straw. U.S. President Joe Biden and the White House were bracing for bad economic news, but instead they got a pleasant surprise Friday that the U.S. economy had powered through the Omicron wave of the coronavirus and posted 467,000 new jobs in January. Those figures show just how much the pandemic's grip on the economy has faded at the end of Biden's first year in office. He has, in fact, acknowledged inflation is still a problem, and Republicans try to come up with a less hopeful reason for the job's growth. Biden saw sunlight and even better times ahead if the Republicans will get behind his next big economic proposal in Congress. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.